That's the matkana that Rishus Rabbim is 16 amis wide. So like the Mishnah, Chul yes habor v'hachela shehen gvoyin asara. Chul yes habor, that's when you dig a ditch, you dig a hole, the earth that comes out, you put on top of it. That's like the rim of the bor. So the chul yes habor, the rim around the bor, v'hachela, and who had in a stone, shehen gvoyin asara. If they're 10 tfochim high, v'rochvon arbo, and they're 4 tfochim wide, you should know they have a din rishus hayachidin. Anything that's yutfachim high and rochvan four by four the width is a rishus hayachid. So meila hanoitul mehem. If somebody takes something off this rishus hayachid into the rishus rabbim, or else we hanoitul nagavin, you're standing in rishus rabbim and you pick up something and put it down on top of this stone or on top of this chuyah, the rim of the bor, yishno yichayiv, because that has a shame rishus hayachid now. So you carry it from rishus rabbim to rishus hayachid. Pochus mikan, let's say the seller is not 4x4, or else it's not yutzvachim high, then it's still part of the Rishus Rabbin. And you're standing in the Rishus Rabbin, then you're potter. That's not called hoitzom, Rishus Yachat to Rishus Rabbin. So Rashi, chul yisabor, that means karka chafira sabor. When you dig out a bor, the rim, the dirt you put on top, nice and svivoisel, lahakiv, to make like a rim around it, kumay chama, like a wall. Same way you have a ditch, you put a rim, you put a mechitz around it. So here the mechitz was, the rim was the dirt itself. So if the dirt itself becomes yutzvachim high, and it's 4x4, it has a shame rishus hayachid, and meila yechayiv, if you take off it, or put onto it, yechayiv on Shabbos. So the Gemara, lom ali lemisne chul yisabor v'yasela. Why do you have to have these modern cases, the rim of the bor and a stone, to say if they're 10 tfachim high and 4x4 tfachim, it's called Rishus Hayachid. Poshid, listening, let's say Poshid, habor vihasela. Say a case, if you have a bor, a ditch, that's yut tfachim deep, and 4x4, that's called Rishus Hayachid. Or else vihasela, if you have a stone sticking up, that the stone is yut tfachim high, it's more than 40 inches high, and it's 12x12, it's 4x4, that's 16 by 16 inches, it's called Rishus Hayachid. What do you have to have a case of the chulis for? What's nagei to say the chulis, say the dirt? Say poshut, either the bor itself, or else the seller. What do you have to come onto the rim for? And the Gemara, Messiah el Rabbi Yochanan, is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. The Yomar Rabbi Yochanan, the Chiddush, that bor, will chuyisa, mechuyusa, mitstar from the asara. Let's say you have a ditch. The ditch itself is only, let's say, 5 tefachim deep. That's all it is. It's only 5 tefachim deep. 5 tefachim is not called Rishus Hayachid yet. Now, the chuyis habor, the rim around the bor, is 5 tefachim high. Now, 5 tefachim by itself is also not called Rishus Hayachid. But if you put the 5 and 5 together, you have 10 tefachim. Come to say that now in this bor is called Rishus Hayachid. Why? Where are the mechitzes? There are 5 tefachim mechitzes of the dirt, the bor itself. And then on top, the chuyis, the side of it, comes another 5 tefachim. So the mice in this barn now is surrounded by mechitzes 10 tefachim high. It's called Rishus Hayachid inside. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. You don't have to have a straight mechitz of yud. It's enough to have that at bottom and on top. What? It's a little bit different. Yeah, it's a little bit different. Strashi. Lomali lemisti chuyis habor pshitulun. The seller knocked, let us just say a stone, then you go over. Tell your chiddush something's tall. Or bor, then you name it. Bor, tell me if it's deep. 10 tefachim, 4x4. Shenoto mitoicho, metzilo rishus rabin, fatichai. Di, then you go over, could go in the marid, mechu yilamata, or could go in the roch, barbo, lom a little misnayo clown. Hotone lay seller. What do you have to have the case here of the chuy of the rim for? You tell the case of a stone. Come to tell me if you want to take something out of the rim inside the bor. Let's say a poshut case. Either you have a bor deep yutvachim, or else you have a stone up yutvachim. Those are two cases of Rishus Yachid. What do you have to have the chuy of the rim of the bor for? The teretziz of Rashi and start from the asoron. Leshavia habor rishus yochid. Inside this ditch now has the same rishus yochid. Even though the bor itself is only 5 tvachim deep, but since it has the rim going up 5 tvachim, lemaisa from the floor of the bor until the top of the mechitz, it's yutvachim 5 and 5. It's called rishus yochid. If you take something out inside the rim of the bore, from the avar of the bore, you take something out to outside the Rishus Rabbim, you'll be chai. It's called you took from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim. That's a Yechon's Chiddush, and that's Pshat Al Mishnah. So, more Tanya Nam Yochid, I have a raya for this also. Bore of Rishus Rabbim. I have a bore or a ditch in the Rishus Rabbim. Al Muki Yud V'roch V'marba. That's a posh of the case. That's a posh of Rishus Yochid. It's Yud Tvachim D, and it's 4x4 Tvachim wide. Is Eim Amal Nehemenu B'Shabbos. If it has water inside the bore, you can't fetch water from the bore to take it to the Rishus Rabbim, because you're carrying from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim. El im kein also lo mechitza gvoya yutvachim. The yetzer is around the bore, make a mechitza gvoya yutvachim. In other words, put a gate around the bore, not mamash on the edge of the bore, but make it a few feet away from the bore. So you could stand inside the gate. So around the whole gate is Rishus Yochid. So the bore and outside the gate and inside the gate is also Rishus Yochid. That's how you fetch the water up. But if you don't have a gate around the bore to make a new Rishus Yochid, it's also. Let the person stand inside the mechitzas, so he's inside the Rishus Yochid, then you can fetch the water. And let's say you're standing in the Rishus Rabbim. You can't even bend over into this bor to drink the water from the bor. Even though when you're drinking it, the chur of your mouth is also inside the bor. So you're not making hoitzor from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim. It's called hoitzor from Rishus Yochid to your mouth, which is also in Rishus Yochid, but it's a gzeira. Where geizer, maybe you'll pick up the water and carry it outside. El imkem hichtnes no roishev ruvai. We're only matter if you put rov of your guf is inside the bor, then we're not afraid you'll pick up your mouth or fetch the water outside, then you're allowed to drink the water inside. Trashi v'en shes nemenu. La'amoid al svosam. To stand on the side of the bor. V'lishoy v'kli, and fetch water with a kli. V'lahachnis roisha l'chalolot. You put your head inside the cholol, the opening of the bor. V'lishtoy is to drink from it. K'nitnan. Lo yamad ala m'shos harabim v'yishtab shesiyochid. We're afraid since you're holding the kli in your hand, the glass, you'll come to take the glass outside to Rishus Rabbim. So that's awesome. Elim came, if you have, Elim came, Hichnis Rosha Rubai, Lamakim Shushaisa. If you have Rova Yaguf, like inside the bar, then we don't have the Xeri, you carry the kli outside, because Rova the Guf is inside, don't drink it there. Yeah. Now, Rosha Rubai. Enough in a brayse, it says claw. The bor and the rim on top of the bor is mitzarif liasara to give it a din rishus yachid inside. In other words, the bor itself is only 5 tefachim deep, and the rim on top is 5 tefachim high. Together, it gives it a shame. The water now in the bor is called in the rishus yachid, and vayti now let to fetch the water outside the rishus rabbim. So it's enough in a brayse to Rabbi Yechid. Right. Voyim menei Rav Mordechai Merova. Rav Mordechai asked the shalaf and Rova. Omad Rishus Rabbim Gvoya Yud V'Rochiv Dalet. Somebody has a platform or a box in the Rishus Rabbim that's 10 Tvachim Hoy and Mamish wide Yud Tvachim. So that's Mamish Rishus Yochid. So on top of this box is called Rishus Yochid. Now V'Zorak V'Nacha Gabov. Somebody was standing in the Rishus Rabbim and he threw a chayfis that landed punked on top of the box. On top of Rishus Yochid. Mahu Ayichai V'Nat. The Chura Vadi Shmichai, what's the Sadi Potter? You threw from Rishus Rabbim and landed on top of Rishus Yochid. What's the Shailam? Me, Yarmina, do we say, Harei Akira B'Yisr, you made the Akira from Rishus Rabbim, Harei Hanoche B'Yisr, and now it landed on top of the box which is Rishus Yochid, so Vadi Yichai? Oy Dilma, keep on the Mimokim Ptur Kasia. When you throw it to reach, if this here is exactly 10 Tvachim high, if you throw a stone to get here, it has to first go up and then come down. Now, if this is exactly Yud Tvachim high, when it got on top of the Yavir, Rishus Rabbim, the Yavir only goes up Yud Tvachim. More than Yud Tvachim is called the Mokim Ptur. So this Chetis like went through a Mokim Ptur and then came down to Rishus Yochid. So do we say, since it went through a Mokim Ptur, you're Potter? It's one Yechai for it saw from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid, if you go straight from the Rishus Rabbim to the Rishus Yochid. But here where the Chetis went above Yud, maybe that's a Ptur. Maybe the whole Kluta Kemishuncha we consider as if it rested in the Avir on top, the Mokim Ptur. So you're Potter, that was a Shaila. Do you say this for or not? Rashi Mokim Ptur Kasia. Shiyepsha Shlo Hegbiya Tchilo L'malim Min Homed. If it lands on top of the box, First it had to go a little bit higher, and then it comes down. Shumakim Tur. So a little bit higher than Yud, Rishus Rabim is always a Makim Tur. Shein Wav Rishus Rabim. The Yav Rishus Yachin not really heavy. It's not a Rishus Yachin either there. The Chiyamin Rishus Yachin El Abriki, Yahani, Mili Kenegim Rishus Yachin. When do we say Rishus Yachin goes up to Shemayim? That's Mamish Kenegim Rishus Yachin itself. But here you're throwing this ball from Rishus Rabim. Now in order for this to get on top, it has to, like even here before it gets connected the Mechitzeim, here you have to go up Yud. So this Avar over here, before you get to Rishus Yachid, is only a Mokim Tur. Aval Ahai Makmi, Bekami, Delimti Li Avar Omud, Agvol Amalim Esara. Before it got near the box, it went up Yud. So it came into Mokim Tur first. So maybe you stay as far as Klut, Kami, Shrinko Dami, and it should be Potter? And that was the Shaila. Or Malay, he into the back, Mastitzni, I'll bring him a Farish Raya for now, Mishnah. That you have in such a case. So Drashi Mastitzni, Hanoitu Mehem, Via Noitu, now Gabin is Chayiv, that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Klo, if you have a seller that's in Rishus Rabin, that's Kavoya Yud, so since the rock is Yud Tvachim Hoy, it has the same Rishus Yachit to it. Since it's Yud Tvachim Hoy in 4x4, we say if you put something on top of it, you Chayiv. Why you Chayiv, you put something on top of it? How do you get it on top of it? You have to first pick your hand up higher than Yud Tvachim and then get it on there. So you see, even though it goes through a Mokim Tur, still you Chayiv. That's Rashi Masnitzni. Hanoit Mehem Bereis Nagav and Michayiv. So that's where he answered about Yichayiv. So Vaita also Shadal Rav Yosef. He came to ask the same Shadal to Rav Yosef. Rav Mordechai, he asked the Shailam. He asked the Shadal now to Rav Yosef. Omele Rav Yosef answered the same Teretz. Masnitzni. Have a fair Shraif for now Mishnat Yichayiv. Also Shadal Rabbi. Rav Mordechai Vaita went to ask Rabbi the same Shailam. Omele also Masnitzni. It's also a Mishnahi. Omelut, Rav Mordechai answered back to all of them. You're spitting the same spit. In other words, you're saying the exact same raya. You're saying you have a raya from the same Mishnah. I don't like that raya. Why not? Omalei, the Yatloi Tizbra, don't you hold from this Mishnah? The Yatanan, we learned the Farish the Mishnah. Hanoitu mihen, the Yanois Nagavan Chayiv. The Mishnah says, if you have this stone that's exactly you tvachim off the ground, if you throw something on top of it, you Chayiv. When you get to on top of the stone, how does it first reach the top, the height of the stone? It has to first go higher than the stone. Because even though it went lamala meyud, which is a mokim term, then it came down on top, still yichayiv. Or Malay, Rav Mordechai said, I don't like this raya. Dilma masnisin b'machit. The Mishnah is talking about a very thin needle. So a very thin needle doesn't have to go too much higher than the yud tvachim to get on top of it. Pressing more vaita, but machit nami. Iyev should le midloi purta. In order for it to get on top of it, a fraction of an inch it has to go on top. Even a needle, no matter how small and thin it is, epis vos, a little bit it has to get on top. So Vaitid went into a little mokim tur. Shrashi, but machet deinu gavoya. Machet needle is not so high. Over yes, and Vaitid is still schwer, but it has to go a little bit above. And the Gemara, this lay musha. We're talking about on top of the cellar, it has an indention there. It has like a crack there. So Melo, when you put the needle, you don't have to pick the needle more than Yutzvachim high. It could always be less than Yutzvachim. And you stick it into the crack. Like on top here, there's a little crack coming down. So you put the needle in the crack, less than Yutzvachim high. And this crack is called Churei Rishus HaYachid, which has a din Rishus HaYachid to it. So Drashi, the east lay the cell of the stone has Mursha. It has little cracks in it. Nomach miyud, the cracks come down less than yutzvachim. The chivon the kula gvoy yud. Those things yutzvachim high. Bar miyuh mursha, except for this little crack. The iyu loyheve mokin choshev. This little crack is not a choshev mokin by itself. The mele heve lochuri rishos yachid. It has a dirt of a churi rishos yachid. So the crack in the cell is also ksilat rishos yachid. And you put the needle straight into the crack. So the needle never went lamala miyud. There's always less than yud going straight into the crack. That's why you chayiv. But maybe enech nami, if the needle will first have to travel lamalim miyud and then come down, since it went through the mokim turim, maybe be potter. That's why Rav Mordechai didn't like the raya from the Mishnah. Vaiti has another terrace to the Mishnah. Inami deram yebecharitza. Not just a musha. I think musha means they're like mishka mean points, or else becharitza means the whole charitza. Mamash whole indention inside it. Trashi nami the Ramiya Bamachit Bacharitsha Basela, Shabrashiv Lanofumi Mala Miyud El Tech Yud. The same type of a terrace, not a Musha. I think Musha is like the
crevice.
Crevice could be. Musha is like the stone itself. and a charitz mead, you made an indention inside it. But they're both the same shot. You have an indention going down inside the stone, so now you put the needle less than yutfach hamayi straight into this indention, and therefore you chayim. Omer Rav Meisha, boyi Rav, so mainly he wasn't poshut the shayla, but avad l'loch we hold yichayim, even though it goes through a mokum tur, so what? Since it didn't rest there, avad yichayim. So more about it. Boyi Rav Yechim, Yechim is another shayla. Koisel b'rishus harabim. You have a wall in the rishus harabim. Gavoy ayud. It's yud tvachim hai, v'yena rochiv abo. And it's not abo tvachim wide. You have this koisel b'rishus harabim. So even though it's yud tvachim hai, it's not called rishus yachid. V'yena rochiv abo. The wall itself is not four tvachim wide, it's not called rishus yachid. Abo mukav l'karmelis. This wall now goes all around, surrounds the karmelis. V'yasur rishus yachid. And now this wall around the karmelis made the inside into rishus yochid. Now v'zorach v'nach al gabo, very negative shayla. You throw something from rishus rabim and it lands on top of the mechitz, on top of the wall. A guy can have a wall around his backyard. Now the backyard itself wouldn't be rishus yochid, not for the wall. The wall makes the inside area into rishus yochid. But the wall itself, even though it's yutzvach amai, it's not wide rachav dalit. So something lands on top of the wall itself, is that considered landing in a Rishus Yochid or no? Inside is called Rishus Yochid Avada, because it has a mechitz around. But on top of the mechitz, maybe that's not called Rishus Yochid, because the mechitz itself doesn't have four tefachim wide. So maybe a potter. That's a shalomahu. Mi yarmina du yistei svara. Kiven the ene rochav dalid, since the wall itself is not rochav dalid, even though it's yud tefachim wide, mokim pturu. That's still considered a mokim pturu. It's not called Rishus Yochid. I do more, no. Kivon diyasa Rishus Yochid, since with these mechitzes, you're surrounding the karmelis, these mechitzes make the inside area of Rishus Yochid, is command the mal yadomi. We consider as if the whole thing is filled up, and mela, the wall now becomes so thick, it's as thick as the whole area. That's the svara. Whereas the wall itself, like you have walls all around surrounding, so even though this wall top is only rock of dalid, is less than dalid, since it's enclosing this area, making Rishus Yochid, command the mile as if this wall is like complete attached to the other wall. Like we see mamish the wall straight across for an area of more than 4x4. That's the svara. Are you chayiv or not if you land from Rishus Rabim, put something on top of the wall? And for the Gemara, you chayiv. Oma'ula Ula said, Kal v'chayma, it's the kal v'chayma that the walls of Rishus Yochid have a din Rishus Yochid on top of it. Kal v'chayma, li'acheri mosa mechitza, li'atzma le'kol shechein. Madach, this mechitza has a koyach to make the inside of Rishus Yochid. You have four walls all around here. So what makes the inside area of Rishus Yochid? These walls. So if the walls make the inside of Rishus Yochid, Avad in itself is called Rishus Yochid. Therefore, you're not allowed to pick up something from Rishus Rabim and put it on top of a mechitza, on top of a wall. It's very negeya. If you're walking along the streets and you have a wall, outside wall, that the wall makes the inside of Rishus Yochid, you can't pick up something from the floor of Rishus Rabim and put it on top of the wall. But then you have your kids, somebody has in front of the yard, they have like bricks going up. You want to pick up your kid in the street and put him on top of the brick, on top of the wall to walk along the wall. If the wall is yutfachim high, so and that wall makes the inside area Rishus Yochid, you're not allowed to pick up your kid in Rishus Rabin and put him on top of this wall to walk along the top of the bricks. Because the top of the bricks have a shame Rishus Yochid. But this Kal v'chayma, if the case is that wall is yutfachim high, it's 40 inches off the ground, that makes the inside of Rishus HaYochid, the wall itself also has a din, Rishus HaYochid. That's why we pass them. V'it manami, Omer Rav Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, V'chein Omer Rav Yitzchok, Omer Rav Yechinen, Koisel Rishus Rabin, you have a wall going along in the Rishus Rabin. Gevoya Yud, it's 10 tefachim high, it's more than 40 inches off the ground, V'v'yeni Rochav Arba, it's a regular fence, it's not 4 inches, not 4 tefachim wide, it's not 16 inches wide. Or Mukav the Karmelis, you put this mechitza all around the karmelis, the asor Rishus Yochid. Now it makes the inside area into Rishus Yochid, is hazorik, if somebody throws from the Rishus Rabin, v'nach ha-gabob, and it lands on top of this mechitza, yishino chayiv. Even though the top of the mechitza is not roch of dalid, but since that mechitza made the inside area Rishus Yochid, it itself also has a shame Rishus Yochid. Yichayiv. The svar is, la'acher yomoysa mechitza li'atzma kol shechein, Madrichid can make the inside of the area to Rishus Yochid. Havad and Havad make the outside of the area to Rishus Yochid. Right. Boy Rabbi Yechon Nusharma. Bor Tisha. You have a bor that's only 10 tvachim deep. Since it's only 9, it's only 9 tvachim deep. 9 tvachim does not make a Rishus Yochid yet. So since this bor is in the Rishus Rabin, it's part of Rishus Rabin still. Somebody writes, if you carry something out of the bor into Rishus Rabin, you potter. Could be maybe Carmel's Midrabonin, but Midrash said, oh, you potter. Because it's not called Rishus Yochid yet. This ditch in the Rishus Rabin, it's only 9 tvachim deep, start of Rishus Yochid. Now, v'oka mimenu chulya, you took a shovel and you dug down into the earth and took out a tefach of the earth. You picked up the bottom tefach of this bor. When you pick up the shovel, now the bottom dirt, if the shovel is up, now the bor became Rishus Yochid. Because now you made it 10 tefachim deep. As you put a shovel in and dug out the bottom one tefach of dirt. And now you have the bor 10. Is maho. Are you chayiv? Now you take this dirt and put it to Rishus Rabin. Are you chayiv or not? One svar is maho. Akiris chayfitz. Biachias mechitza. Pahadi adodi kosi umechayiv. Do we say the svarim? Mamish b'shach, you're picking up the bottom dirt, you're also making the mechitza. Because by picking up the bottom dirt, you're making this bor now 10 tefachim deep. So b'vasachas, they both can be chal together. So we see you making an akirum from a Rishus Yochid, and you'll be chayiv. Oiloi mechayiv, or else you don't say that svarim. Monashach. B'shach, you started to pick up the dirt, it was only a carmelist at most. Or else it was Rishus Rabim. Some of the rice is not a Rishus Yochid yet. When does the get a same Rishus Yochid? Only after you picked it up. So if the Akir itself was not from Rishus Yochid, you should be potter. So Drashi, V'yokem imenu chulya v'nichu Rishus Rabim. You picked up the bottom tefach of dirt and put it into Rishus Rabim. Mi mechayiv, al yechayiv. Af agav di mekam yakira. Lav Rishus Yochid hevi. Even though before you picked up this dirt, it was not a Rishus Yochid of a Bishas Akira. Now, when you pick it up, Bishas Maisa, me a Rishus Yochid heavy. Like the Vasachet, as soon as you start picking up this bottom tefach, we see now the Mechitz has become Kevoya Yud, like the bor now is 10 Tvachim deep, it gets the same Rishus Yochid of Vasachet. Or else, no, it has to come one after the other. First, you make the Akira from Mokam Tur, and then you're putting it down with just Rabbi Yipotim. Fighter, v'yim tim tloim, if you can tell me, kiv on deloy heve mechitza asor mekoro, loy mechayiv, the svar is no. When you went to first dig, pick up that bottom dirt, it wasn't you tfachim deep. It didn't have a shem reshus yochid yet. So you picked it up from mokam tur or kamlus, you potter. What's the shah like this though? Bor yud. Let's say you have a ditch that's mamish 10 tfachim deep. So that's an emes reshus yochid. In the middle of reshus rabim, you have a bor that's 10 tfachim deep, rochiv dal by dal is called reshus yochid. Now you dug up some dirt from Rishus Rabim, which you shovel, and you now throw this dirt down into this bor. What's the lach of there? You made an akir from Rishus Rabim. The shal is this called hanoch in Rishus Yochid now. What's the shalach? Because when it lands, it makes the bor now less than yutzvachim deep. Now it's only 9 tzvachim deep. It's not a Rishus Yochid anymore. Or else, no. Right before it landed, though, it was a Rishus Yochid. So that's the same shalach. Here you're not making it, but you're taking it away. When you put down this tefach of dirt, you're taking away the mechitzas of the bor. It's not a Rishus Yochid anymore. Do we say, considered like Bavasachas, you made hanocha in the mechitzas of Rishus Yochid and Yechayiv? Or else we say, no, you're not chayiv. It's considered like what? First the dirt takes away the shei mechitza, and then the hanocha takes place. So mainly the hanocha was not in the Rishus Yochid. That's the shayla. Rashi was silik mechitza. But hanocha zu, by putting down this dirt, is nistalko mechitza bor. You're taking away the mechitza of the bor. She nismayitom yasur, and now you're making this bor less than 10 tvachim deep. As mi mahani haim miyutl mistru aloi. Do we say it's not called hanocha Rishus Yochid? Or no, it's still yichayit. That was the shayla. So the shayla is both ways. If you make it with asaches, or if you take it away by vasachis, are you chayiv potter? So the tif should lay mididay. Have a raya. Ditnan. Have a raya from the Mishnah. Ditnan hazorik abba armis b'koisam. If somebody throws something 4 armis along the Rishus Rabin and it lands on the koisam. In other words, there's a wall in the Rishus Rabin and you're standing exactly 4 armis away from the koisam. exactly 4 amos away, and you throw something and it gets stuck. You throw a rotten date on the wall and it gets stuck on the wall. So you say yechayiv. If it's lamata miyutzvachim, it's tzidid, it landed in Rishas Rabin yechayiv. It's lamalum miyutzvachim, tzidid b'makim tur, yepotu. That's the Mishnah. Hazarik abamas b'kaisam. Lamalum yasar tzvachim is gzarek b'yavir, and yepotu. Since it landed more than yutzvachim off the ground, which is Rav, it's called the makam turim. Avalamatim yasara. If it landed on the wall, on the bottom part of the wall, less than yutzvachim, it's gzarek boritz. Piazarek boritz abamas is chay. Yechay. Vavinim bo, the kasher is eshtins b'holay nach. What do you mean you threw something on the wall? The ma'ah, you throw something on the wall, it bounces off. So how did it land on the wall? B'chal, like usually you throw something that bounces off. How do you have it to land on the wall? The Yom Rabbi Yechon gave it teretz, v'dzveil shmenish ninu. We're talking about a nice fat date that got squashed onto the wall that got stuck here. That's Rabbi Yechon's teretz. Here's the reason why we say Rabbi Yechon is, because there's another terrace over there. Another terrace is, we're talking about there's a hole in the wall, and you can throw a dime and get stuck in the hole. That's another way to learn. Rabbi Yechon doesn't learn that terrace, there was a hole in the wall. Rabbi Yechon says, even though the hole was smooth, but you threw a date that got stuck onto the wall. Now the kasher is, the Yamai. Why are you chayiv now for this Rika? You're standing exactly 4 amos away from the wall. That's all you're standing. Now to be chayiv, you have to be zerik exactly 4 amos with Shas Rabim. Here, hokamamayit meyab amos. You didn't throw 4 amos. True, the wall is exactly 4 amos away from you. But let's say this veil, this fat date, let's say is 3 inches thick. Now when these 3 inches come to the wall, it's thickened up now 3 inches. So this part of the date never went Dalad Amos. It's as if the case now is sticking out over here. Here, from where you're standing, is less than Dalad Amos. So it was like you never threw Dalad Amos. Why you chayiv? Elamai you see, b'vasachas is considered like there was a Zrika Dalad Amos, and for his latest quarter, taking away the mechitzis. So we'll do it in our shalu also. When you throw the bore, when you throw the dirt into the bore, that's the Rosh Hashanah exactly, you tvachim, you'd be chayiv. Because we consider as if when the dirt comes down, first it's landing on Rishus HaYochid, and then it's taking away the mechitzes. The same thing here. First it's considered like it landed on its wall, and then it becomes part of the wall, that the wall now sticks out as less at Dalad Amos away from you. So Drashi, it got stuck onto the front of the kaisum. The Amai Mechayiv, who amasnis in Dalad Amos Katoni. Mashma exactly Dalad Amos the way you are. V'chinach b'fnei ha-kaisum, when it lands in the front of the kaisum, nismayet ha-zrikim with Dalad Amos, there's no more Dalad Amos anymore. K'dei mokim ha-dveila. There's 3 inches of the date itself. Oktoni chayiv. Kiva the mikor, Dalad Amos heavy. So you see, you go bust the mikor. Since the beginning it was Dalad Amos chayiv. Here also, when you throw the dirt down into the bor, even though now the dirt makes the bor only 9 tvachim, no more rishus yochid, but at the beginning it was yechayiv. That's a raya. He has in the back. And tomorrow there's no raya. Possum le mevatule. Hochem mevatule. There's no raya. Zakrashi. Possum le mevatule. Develo. When you throw this date along the wall, you don't have das like to make this date part of the wall. You're not mevatle to the wall. Hilkach lab mutahum. Therefore, bechlau, we don't consider these 3 inches as if the wall came out 3 inches. Because this date is only to fall off to go away later. So, the wall is still cold here. That's why it's considered you threw a Dalad Amos. Mashenkin here, when you're throwing the dirt into the bor, you're going to leave that dirt there. So since you're going to leave the dirt in the bottom of the bor, the mitzias, this dirt, is making the bor less than yutzvachim deep. It's only 9 tvachim deep. So maybe that's not called Rishus Yachar anymore. So maybe there will be potter. So from the mission of throwing the date along the wall, you have the raya. When you throw the date along the wall, since the date is going to fall off the wall, it's not a part of the wall. So the wall is Dalad Amos away from you, it's considered you threw a Dalad Amos. But when you throw the dirt into the bor, since you're going to leave the dirt there, the dirt makes the bor less than yutzvachim, it's no more Rishus Yachar, so maybe you'll be potter. So if I could apply it myself, he's not pushing the shayla. Stop it.